Praise the Lord, everybody. Well, you don't have to worry about getting fancy tonight, because I ain't going to get fancy. But we are going to be dependent upon the Holy Ghost, amen, to move in this place, amen. And if you will respond to the Word of God tonight, I believe that someone can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I believe that someone can be healed tonight. I believe that you can go away tonight encouraged, amen, with an increased faith tonight in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, I won't keep you standing for long. I do want to say thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to deliver the word of the Lord tonight. You know, I've only had two pastors in my life, and both of them have been very significant in my life, and they've been the right time, the right season. And so I thank you, Pastor, Sister Bradford. You guys are just tremendous, tremendous leaders, and I believe they deserve high honor tonight. Thank you, Jesus. If you've got your Bible, open with me to the book of Daniel, chapter number 3. I'm going to read verses 10 through 18. I'll try to read through this quickly so you can be seated. It says, "Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth that, he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made well. But if you worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Amen. If you put your Bibles down and briefly just pray with me that God would speak to our hearts tonight. Father, pray, Lord, that you administer, God, to us tonight. Lord, let your word go forth. I pray, God, that there would be a great response tonight to your word, Jesus, and that we would see, Lord, your will fulfilled tonight in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Amen. You may be seated. I will not be long tonight. I don't think it's going to take me very long to deliver this thought. And in fact, I'll just tell you straight from the start, what I want to convey tonight is this. You may not have a lot of choices, meaning that you didn't choose what family you were born into. You didn't choose what color your eyes were. You didn't choose to have straight or curly hair. And I know that frustrates some of you. Those of you that have straight hair, you want curly hair. And those of you that have curly hair want straight. Those of you that have brown eyes, you want blue eyes. Those of you that are 5 feet, you want to be 6 feet. But there's just some things that you cannot control. You didn't control the color of your skin. You didn't decide to be born in America or any other country. But here's what you do have choice over, and that is how you respond to things. These three Hebrew children that were taken into captivity by King Nebuchadnezzar, they were brought into a foreign land, into Babylon, and there they were given food that they decided that they weren't going to defile themselves with, and drink that they said, we're not going to drink of the king's wine. There they were forced to learn a new language. And there their names were changed. There are things that we simply do not have control over. But the things that we do have control over are how we respond. And I love how these men responded to the adversity and the challenge of their day. They responded to a king that said, I'm going to raise up an image. And when the music begins to play, everyone is going to bow down. Everyone is going to worship this idol, this God. And I understand from what I read that it was 90 feet tall by 9 feet wide. This was quite the statue. And as the music began to play and others and everyone began to bow down and to worship this image, there were those that recognized that there were three Hebrew children that had not bowed down. Hey, brothers and sisters, friends, can I tell you tonight that there are eyes that are watching? People recognize, amen, what you don't, amen, bow down to. There are people, amen, that recognize. I had some coworkers that told me one day, they said, Nate, we're going to get you to drink one of these days. We'll get you to sit down at a table and have a few beers. You know what my response was. I told them, I said, you know, that maybe about 37 years ago you probably had a chance. But today, today's a new day. Hey man, I serve a God that's done too much for me. Hey man, you can't get me to sit at a table, hey man, and drink the king's wine. There's some things that I'm not going to bow down to. So there's people that are watching. There are people that are watching. They're looking. They're listening. And so just reading this story, there's so many things within this story, hey man, that are simply amazing. You want to talk about the miracles of God. You see the miracles of God in this story. As the king gave him the opportunity, said, well, I'll give you another chance. First of all, he asked him a question. Is it true? Is it what they're telling me? Are you really not bowing down? I'm going to give you another opportunity here. And when we begin, when the music begins to play, you can have the opportunity to bow down. But if you don't, you see their fire over there, boys? That's where you're going to go. And so their response, as I read unto you, their response unto the king, and let me just read it again. They answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God who we serve, he is able to deliver us from this burning, fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Whether or not God decides to deliver me out of some situations is not going to determine, amen, my response, amen, to the world and to the enemy of my soul. Amen. I refuse, amen, to bow a knee, amen, to what this world, amen, is preaching. I refuse. Just not going to bow. Not going to bow a knee. We are living in a world that is upside down, inside out. We are living in a society that is trying to get you and your children to bow every single day. There are ideologies, there are public school systems, workplaces. There's training that I have to go through at work, and I know all of you are doing the same, that you wouldn't have done 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Why? What's happening? There's a society, there's a government that is trying to get us to bow. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Amen. The God that I serve, amen, he is too great. He's too great. And what I've come to just preach tonight is this. My response to the king, to the little king, to the little king. There are kings that want to get you to bow, young people. But there's got to be a response in each and every one of you that's got to rise up and say, oh, little king. Oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, he was not the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but he was a little king. And the little king, you're not going to get me to bow. I'm not going to give in to your influence. Oh, come on. Tonight, in a congregation this size, there are individuals in this house tonight that are struggling under the pressure and the load of temptation. The tempter, the enemy of your soul, trying his very best to oppress you and to pressure you, amen, to give in to your conviction, to give in to temptation, to give in to the pressures of the world. But there is a power, amen, there is a power that comes from God, the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, that has the ability, amen, to keep you from falling. Hallelujah. Amen. I need the Holy Ghost every single day. Amen. I need to pray in the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost. I need, amen, the Spirit of God living on the inside. Amen. I don't want God living on the outside. But I want God to live on the inside. Amen. I know I need the Holy Ghost. I know I need the Holy Ghost. And before I was ever able to respond to the little king, amen, I had to respond. There was a response that was needed to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm telling you, before I ever had the ability to tell the devil no, amen, I had to answer, amen, a question from the King. Hallelujah. I had to answer, amen, a call from the King. And every single one of you that are here tonight, amen, you've had to answer the call. When Jesus began to call your name, amen, there was a response that was required. Amen, you had to say either, yes, I'm going to follow Jesus, or no, I'm going to continue staying where I'm at. Oh, Lord, help me to preach this the way I feel it. Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. When these young boys, these young men were thrown in the fiery furnace, check this out. The scripture says that when they were thrown in, they were bound. They were bound. Just like the enemy, just like the little king of this world would like to bind you up. Bind up your prayer life. Bind up your marriage. Bind up your relationship between children and parents. Bind up your relationship between you and God. Bind up your relationship between you and the man of God. Amen. There's a lot of things that the devil would like to bind up. But when they were thrown into the fire, the scripture lets us know that those things that had them bound, amen, they were burned up. And the scripture says that their turbans and their clothes, amen, that none of it was burned up. The scripture says that they didn't even smell like smoke. I dare any of you, you go light a campfire and stand by it for a minute, you're going to smell like smoke. But these boys, amen, they got in the fire. Amen, I need the fire. I need the fire of the Holy Ghost to burn in me. Hallelujah. Amen, because there are things in my life that the Holy Ghost needs to burn up. Attitudes that need to get burnt up. Anger. Frustration. There's a whole lot of things, amen, that God, amen, wants to consume. I want to be consumed by the power of the Holy Ghost. I want to be consumed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. There was a decree, amen, a decree that was made by this same king. After this, it says, therefore I made a decree that every people, nation, and language would speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach and Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Can you please put up Daniel chapter number 3, verse 29 on the board? You see that? He recognized that there was no God that can deliver like this. There is no God that can deliver like this. There's no God that can deliver from methamphetamines like this God. There's no God that can deliver, amen, somebody from alcohol like this God. Amen, there's no one, amen, amen, that can deliver, amen, a life of dysfunction like this God, like the God that we serve. Amen, brothers and sisters, amen, I'm here to tell you today, amen, as a young man at the age of 18, amen, bound in drugs and addiction, amen, there is no God that is able to deliver like this God. Amen, there's no God you can search, amen, that this earth through and through, and you will not find another God like Jesus. You won't find a God like my God. Would you lift up your voice and worship God? There's no God that can deliver like this. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. If you need deliverance in the house of God tonight, amen, there is a God that can deliver and that can break every chain. I don't care what is binding you tonight. I don't care if there's oppression, depression, possession. Amen, we serve a God that has the ability to deliver and break every chain. Amen, every shackle under the anointing of God. Amen, there is a God that we serve. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. There is no other God like this God. Oh, would you worship him? Somebody call on the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Do you feel his power? Do you feel the anointing when you call upon the name that is above every name? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, amen, cancer has got to be healed. In the name of Jesus, amen, those that are bound, amen, by addiction must be loosed. Oh, call on his name. Call on the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The Lord has come to this house tonight, amen, to deliver. The Lord is present. We don't serve idols. We don't serve 90-foot idols made of gold. But we serve a God, amen, that can be touched. We serve a God that responds when we call his name. We serve a God, amen, that will put his spirit in you. Amen. We serve a God, hallelujah, that knows how to wash away your sins and make you whole. That's the kind of God that we serve. We serve him in a mighty God. Don't ever forget the God that you serve. Don't ever forget, amen, that you serve a mighty God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. John writes, in the book of Revelations, chapter 17, verse 14, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Amen. We don't serve a little king, but we serve a big king. Amen. We serve the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Every king of this earth is going to bow, amen, to our king. Every knee is going to bow. Oh, come on, church. Amen, every knee is going to bow. Amen, even those, I don't care, those in Hollywood today that curse our God, there's going to come a day, amen, where their knee's going to bow. And they're going to confess that Christ is Lord. Oh, come on. There's going to be kings and governors and rulers of our world that are going to bow to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he hath on his vesture and on his right, on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey, church, before I ever could respond to the little king, I had to answer the King of Kings. I had to recognize that there was sin in my life. I had to recognize and acknowledge that I needed Jesus. There was nothing that was going to ever be able to take the place, amen, of my Jesus. I can tell you tonight, amen, before I knew him, I tried. I tried, Pastor. I tried to numb my mind. I tried to numb the hurt and the pain of a young man, amen, who had a father that was that didn't have a strong relationship, that was bound by addiction. And I never found the peace, never found the joy. I never found anything that could satisfy my soul. But when I answered the call, when I answered, amen, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I understand the peace of God now. I understand the peace of God because when all hell is breaking loose in my world, amen, when things are upside down, amen, I know that I can go to Jesus in prayer and he's there to give me the peace that I need. Amen, he's there to give me the comfort that I need. Oh, you're going to have to, if you have not answered, you're going to have to answer. You're going to have to respond to the voice of God. You're going to have to respond to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There is a call. There is a call from the King. Pastor, you leaned over to me tonight and you said, you were talking about the healings in the room. And in the book of Revelations, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man open, I'll come in and I'll sup with him. You may not be able to control your situation today. You may not be able to change your circumstances. But what you do have control over is how you respond to the King. Musicians, if you'll come. Second Peter chapter 3, verse number 9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I don't deserve to be a part of this kingdom. You don't deserve to be a part of this kingdom. But thank God for the precious blood. Thank God for the precious blood of Christ. Amen. That purchased a dirty sinner like me and a dirty sinner like you. Amen. None of us came to the house of God in white robes and had it all together. But we were all lacking. We all sinned and came short of the glory of God. There is not a single person in this sanctuary or outside this sanctuary that could come and stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and say, I don't need your precious blood. I don't need to be redeemed because I've got everything together. But every one of us, we all needed the precious blood of Christ. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth in chapter 6 and verse number 9, and he said this: Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? There's the question. Do you know? Let me just paraphrase it. This is what he was saying. Do you know? Do you know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Then he goes on to name those that would be disqualified from entering into the kingdom of God. And he said, be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters. Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they knew a little something about that. Nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Did any of you fall in that category? How many in this house tonight, you are a drunkard? How many in the house of God tonight, you are an adulterer, a fornicator, a murderer? And Paul went on to say in verse number 11, and such were some of you. We all can look around the sanctuary tonight, and I could point at myself, and I can say, yeah, that was me. I fell into some of those buckets. But let me tell you where I'm at tonight. But you are sanctified, excuse me, and some of you, but you are washed. But you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You know why we can say that tonight? Because we responded to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords under conviction of the Holy Ghost. As God began to pull him in on our heart, and we begin to recognize that I need something greater than what I have. I need a God that can pull me up from where I'm at. I need a God that can wash me. I need a God that can redeem me. And when we recognized that we needed redemption, We found a place to repent. How many of you remember when God called you and you found a place of repentance? It didn't matter. It did not matter who was around. It didn't matter what was going on at the moment. I still remember the place. I could take you there. 36 to know, I can almost take you to the spot where I repented of my sins. And God filled me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God is calling. God is calling someone tonight to repentance. Turn away from your sins. There is a God that is able to deliver. The only reason I can say tonight that I'm washed is because I responded. Someone respond tonight. Go ahead, respond. Respond to Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, some of you are waiting, but God's waiting on you to repent. Come on, God's moving.